Well, good morning, my friends, and thank you once again for inviting me into your homes as we share just a few moments together at the beginning of our busy day in God's Word. Today we are in Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 through 19. Here Paul warns the Colossians not to let anyone deceive them with false arguments. And he encourages them to stay strong in faith, rooted in Christ Jesus. And again, God's guiding word for us this week has been discipleship. So let's begin reading Colossians chapter 2, beginning at verse 6. Since you have accepted Christ Jesus as Lord, live in union with him. Keep your roots deep in him, building your lives on him, and becoming stronger in your faith as you were taught, and be filled with thanksgiving. See to it then that no one enslaves you by means of worthless deceit of human wisdom, which comes from the teachings handed down by human beings and from the ruling spirits of the universe, and not from Christ. For the full content of divine nature lives in Christ, in his humanity, and you have been given full life in union with him. He is supreme over every spiritual ruler and authority. In union with Christ, you were circumcised, not with the circumcision that was made by human beings, but with the circumcision made by Christ, which consists of being freed from the power of this sinful self. For when you were baptized, you were buried with Christ, and in baptism, you were also raised with Christ through your faith in the active power of God, who raised him from death. You were at one time spiritually dead because of your sins and because you were Gentiles without the law. But God has now brought you to life with Christ. God forgave us all our sins. He canceled the unfavorable record of our debts with its binding rules and did away with it completely by nailing it to the cross. And on that cross, Christ freed himself from the power of the spiritual rulers and authorities. He made a public spectacle of them by leading them as captives in his victory procession. So let no one make rules about what you eat or drink, or about holy days, or the new moon festival, or the Sabbath. All such things are only a shadow of things in the future. The reality is Christ. Do not allow yourselves to be condemned by anyone who claims to be superior because of special visions, or who insists on false humility and the worship of angels. For no reason at all, such people are all puffed up by their human way of thinking and have stopped holding on to Christ, who is the head of the body. Under Christ's control, the whole body is nourished and held together by its joints and ligaments, and it grows as God wants it to grow. And today's key verse is Colossians chapter 2, verse 6, where Paul writes, since you have accepted Christ Jesus as Lord, live in union with him. You know, it's interesting, beloved, that there are so many people that, they're trying to live in unity, but they have no united goal. And if you are living in unity with someone, that means that, you're united in the direction that your life takes. You are united in what your goal, where and what your goal is. You know, unity requires that you have things in common. If we are in fact united with Jesus Christ, then what do we have in common except what his leadership dictates? And so you can't be in unity and be headed off in two different directions. Then you just have confusion, and you don't have success, and you definitely don't have unity. So you're going to have to agree on a destination and a route to that destination. And if we leave that up to human beings, well, that destination could be just about anywhere, and the way that we get there could be just about anywhere. But when we find ourselves in obedience to the words of Jesus Christ, then we find out that our destination is heaven, and the route to heaven is through obedience to God's word. Amen? And so I hope that we are able to live in unity. Because if I am living in unity with Jesus Christ and following his goals and his routes, and you are living in unity with Jesus Christ, following Christ's goals and Christ's routes, then we by definition have to be walking together, as we have a common goal, that's heaven, and the common road for that is faith. For by grace are you saved through faith. Amen. God bless. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I have accepted you as my Lord and Savior. My real life is with you. Keep me rooted in you and strengthen my faith each day as I live to serve you. Amen. Well, that brings our time together on this Thursday morning to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow. We'll be in Colossians chapter 2, beginning at verse 20, where the Apostle Paul discusses living and dying with Christ. Until tomorrow, then, may God's richest blessings be yours.